Welcome to the Career Booster Podcast by Grantham University. Whether you're looking for that new job or seeking that promotion, Grantham University's podcast will feature topics perfect for the career seeker and established professional alike. I'm Brad Erpelding, and in today's show, we'll be hearing from Jeremy Bell, Associate Director, Talent Development, Career Services, Doug Dillmer, Career Service Coordinator, and Dr. Nancy Miller, Dean of the College of Engineering and Computer Science, about upcoming curriculum changes, professional certificates, student organizations, and much more. Let's get started.
Any curriculum changes that have happened recently or are coming soon?
Yeah, we have some new courses in the works. We have a course in systems engineering. It's a 3-credit-hour course that will be available to any of our students as an elective. And it's on systems engineering. I think it's a great topic area and very relevant to a lot of work, especially if you do work for the military working on large systems. We released a few months ago a course in mobile application development that's using a cross-platform that works for both Android and iOS. We recently released a course on programmable logic controllers. We're finishing up a course on the security of cyber-physical systems. This is basically, in some terms, cyber operations. How do you secure industrial control systems? It's related to, like, Stuxnet was an example of how there was a penetration of an industrial system by, another nation state. We actually have a course that we've been working on that hopefully will be released on big data, which I think will be kind of interesting. We're trying to redo some of our master's courses to really focus on information management and what that means today in terms of, like, data analytics, data science, business analytics, and really focusing on what information is, what data is, and how do you create information from data. And we just redid our ET310 course on circuit analysis. Includes a platform that has videos already in it. It has problems that you work, and there's no assignments in the course. You have just weekly quizzes instead. The lowest one is dropped. And instead, you have these practice assignments where, you know, if you're getting stuck, you can click an icon to get some tips for helping you in solving the problem. You can click and get a solution to the problem. So it's really great to help you learn where you're going wrong and how to get started on problems. I'm really excited about that platform.
That sounds good.
And we're hoping to introduce some new labs into one of our security classes, IS 211. So we've got a number of things going on in terms of our courses.
I had another question come in via email just now. Are there any other programs, you might have covered this, that we're working on that are close to getting additional ABET accreditation?
No, there's not.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay.
Any recommended professional certifications?
So I talked earlier about some of the certifications that are available. There's actually two that are directly available in our courses. IS 216, which is formerly CS 216, is on networks, computer networks. And then we have IS 411, which is the security class, security plus class. These two courses are aligned to the CompTIA Network Plus and Security Plus, or the Test Out Network Pro Security Pro exams. I think everyone's familiar probably with CompTIA, very well-known certification group. Test Out is less well-known, but they have started entering that space. Their tests are skills-based versus knowledge-based. So I think as employers get familiar with it, it has a potential to be a more valuable certification, because it shows that you can do something, not that you just know something about something. So a lot of times, you know, I've worked at universities before. Oh, yeah, we have our Network Plus class. And so they have a textbook, and you do some assignments and whatever. But if you want to go get that certification, you're probably going to have to go to boot camp for a week, pay, you know, $1,500, $2,000, something like that, and take some practice exams to then actually be prepared to sit for that certification exam. With the product that we're using inside the course, there are practice exams within that environment for both the test out certification exam and the CompTIA exam. So you can prepare for either one of those exams by taking those practice exams. If you can get to the point where I think you're making above 92 times, you're probably ready to go take that exam, a certification exam, and more than likely will pass. Now, also, within that environment, you have a free opportunity to take the Network Pro or Security Pro exam. You can get a certification in that class. And if you fail the first time, you can pay $40 yourself, which is very inexpensive, and take it a second time. Our IT director found out about the fact that we were having free certification exams in those two courses, and I told them most of our students don't take them. I don't understand why we advertised it throughout the course, but they don't take the certification exam, and he was shocked because from his perspective, it was leaving money and jobs on the table, is what he said, by not taking those certification exams. So I highly encourage you, if you're taking that course or take his elective, invest the time to take the certification exam and get that cert. So important.
Yeah. I didn't realize that availability was just not being utilized.
No, it's so sad.
Wow.
I mean, this opportunity is so great. And you have access to the materials for a period of time afterwards. I think sometimes students put it off, mm-hmm. and what happens is they never get it.
Right.
And, you know, to be honest with you, I'm so strong about it. I think once they can take a break, and if they need to do this, take a break after in their studies, just to get in there and get that. Because to have that on your resume adds so much value.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, if you've got a break, let's say of a week between the finishing of one term and start of the next term, live and breathe that as much as you can. Try to get that certification.
Yeah.
Just, it's unfortunate.
Wow, it is.
Yeah, we talk about that all the time, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We see these resumes come in. These students took these courses, and they didn't get the certification exam. They're working as a clerk at Home Depot, and they have a bachelor's degree in cybersecurity and no certification, and they had an opportunity to get two of them, and they didn't do it. And now we're trying to figure out how can we help the student, you know, best get a job that respects the degree, and it's sad.
And I have to wonder, just, you know, kind of playing devil's advocate here, I wonder if there's that mentality that, you know, by having the degree, I'm not sure if there's a full understanding that, you know, the degree is good, the degree is great, but maybe they're thinking that's enough. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I would say for cybersecurity, for instance, no.
Okay.
I mean, people really want to see certification, and it differentiates you from every other student who's just gone in and gotten a degree.
Right.
It's that one little extra step that's going to, you know, I'm an employer, I've got this stack of all these people who just finished entry-level cybersecurity, and they all have these degrees in cybersecurity, and, you know, this person has already two certifications. You know, obviously, that's going to be stand out.
Right. Those little things that make a difference. Not little, but it's those slight
extra steps.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
What student organization chapters are available, and how can involvement in student organizations help with students' professional development?
Well, we have a student organization for computer science, information systems, and cybersecurity. It's available on Blackboard. When you enroll in the program, you should that should show up on your homepage of Blackboard. If it hasn't or didn't, let me know. We can get you enrolled. We have a faculty and associate chair who are in there monitoring it and trying to provide feedback. You know, students can help each other on homework in there. And we advertise competitions that are going on that we're aware of nationally for programming competitions or hacking competitions, that sort of thing, which are really good if you have some time to invest in that. And then we generally have some little contests going on, like, post a great picture of your pet or, you know, give us a picture of your oldest technology, and we send out a Grantham mug or something like that to the winner. So that's always kind of fun. So I would encourage you to pop over there on a fairly regular basis to see what's going on. I'm hoping to get one of those set up for engineering technology by the end of the year. I worked for Grantham back in 2005 to 2009, I believe it was, and we had a really amazing forum going on, a V bulletin board, if you remember those, for those students. And I mean, these guys, you know, they were really making friends and helping each other on homework, viable help, you know, not cheating, but helping, understanding. It was a great organization, so worthwhile. And one thing I'll say about these organizations once we get these kicked up is that, you know, I get students come saying, I need a reference. And I've never heard of you, you know, we're online. It's really kind of a different situation. I think everyone can appreciate that. And, you know, I don't know that much about you. But, and they're always, you know, talk about this person's leadership skills. Like, I don't know. But, you know, if you're involved in that student organization, we have one in there right now, the CSIS cyber group, very involved, you know, taking some leadership and contributing, you know, then you come to me for a reference. I have something to talk to. I can talk to you about you being a student leader. So I think it's a great opportunity at Grantham to demonstrate some of your leadership skills and your ability to give back. If at any point someone's interested in trying to set up a chapter of like an ACM, which is more on the computing side, or IEEE chapter, you know, I'm more than willing to support that. Just let me know. We didn't go that route originally because I was concerned it might exclude some students who wouldn't be willing to pay the student membership fee, which generally isn't too much, but still it's an expense for some students. So I wanted something that everyone could participate in. But if there's interest in something, I'm willing to look at it if we can get enough students willing to join the chapter.
And what professional organizations do you recommend to join?
Well, I definitely think in the computer engineering, ACM is fantastic. They have a journal, and they have tons of digital assets that are available just as part of their normal membership, and it's not much. IEEE for engineering technologists is a given. And so anyway, yeah, I think those are some of the main ones.
Great. Thank you.
All right. We're running a little over, but we've got time for two more questions that have popped up here. So one that came in from Sabrina, who asked, I just finished my associate degree in electronic and computer engineering technology. I have a break until I go for my bachelor's degree. Is there any certification I should get to help my chances of getting a new job?
I would say, you know, I'm not aware of any certifications in engineering technology that, you know, is a go-to that you should definitely have. It kind of depends on where you anticipate where your interests lie. I mean, sometimes there are certain certifications out there that are very specialized to a particular field. So I think it would kind of depend ultimately on where you're interested in going, what industry. It's really industry dependent is what it is. So with cybersecurity, you know, it's very well known, Network Plus or Pro, Security Plus, Pro, Sys. There are some very standard ones out there that go across the whole field. That's less so for engineering technology. It, in that area, it depends more on the industry you go into.
Okay. And then one more question from Brent. Does Grantham issue two separate diplomas for double majors? And what other degree program is most closely related to electronics engineering technology?
Okay, we don't have majors. We have programs. So if you complete one program, you'll get a degree. If you complete another program, you'll get another degree. The most related to electronics engineering technology would be computer engineering technology.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that about covers it for today. If there are any questions that we either missed or weren't able to cover today, I definitely invite you to email us directly. If it's okay, we can have you email Nancy directly at nmiller@grantham.edu. And as we mentioned earlier, Doug Demler works with a lot of our students directly within the Career Services Department, specifically within our engineering and computer science programs. So Doug would definitely be your first point of contact if you have questions with regard to your career avenues or even help with your resumes, interview strategies, things of that nature. And Doug meets with Nancy on a regular basis
every
to talk about. Every 2 weeks to meet. So definitely share your questions and thoughts with Doug, and he'll share those with Nancy. And then we look forward to hearing from you. But I also, before
I have something more to say on that. But
yeah, go ahead.
I just want to say that as the economy is changing and improving, the last few weeks I've gotten some people reaching out to me from, organizations. Actually, both of them were looking for people to do troubleshooting and testing of electronic circuits. I got one last night. I'll be sending to Doug. They're in Colorado. They're going to pay relocation expenses. So just keep tabs and be open. The way things are evolving right now in our economy, and I don't know how long it will last, what we've got going. You know, I'm not an economics forecaster, but, you know, we're having some windows now that are opening up. These might be some great opportunities to make some transitions or changes that would really be some good steps in your career. So keep in touch with Doug. Anytime I get this kind of thing, it's happened twice in the last 1 or 2 weeks now. Yep. I'm going to forward that information to Doug, and he'll be able to help you if you're interested in trying to make a transition. And I would just encourage you to be open, if you can, to some opportunities that may be arising right now.
Definitely. Awesome. Thank you, Nancy. And again, in addition to working directly with Doug, we also want to invite you to take part in our Career Launch program. It's a no-cost, comprehensive program that we've developed to help you with everything from career goal planning to professional documents, your resumes, interview planning, even social media presence, salary negotiation, et cetera. So if you're interested in that, just give us a call. You can call us directly at 1-800-955-2527, extension 173, or email us direct at careerservices@grantham.edu. And again, I want to thank Nancy for joining us today.
Thank you.
This was a lot of great information to share with our students. We really appreciate it. Thank you, Doug. Moderator extraordinaire, and we want to thank you all for joining us, and we will see you next time.
That's it for today. Before you go, be sure to subscribe to Grantham University's Career Booster podcast to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And please help share, rate, and review this podcast so that we can continue to provide you the best content possible.